This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Joining us in the studio now, we have a very special guest. He is an independent electropop member of an independent electropop project. The project's called The Engagement. His name is David D. Cristoforo. He has featured a couple of times now on our playlist here at Joy. David, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
David, you are the lead singer. You are the person who pulls The Engagement together, yeah?
Yes.
How long has The Engagement been going?
Roughly, probably around 7-8 years now.
All right. Yeah. So, it as it says, electropop project. What does that mean? What do you do? Are you just performing music? Are you just producing music? Is it a bit of everything?
Essentially, it's a bit of everything. So, just creating pop music, but with electronic elements, and just connecting with the people in the audience and. Yeah, making feel good music.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Why is music such a big part of your life?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I was always listening to music, and my mum would be like blasting the music throughout in the house, in the car, to the point where neighbours would be like, you know, oh, my mum's Aurora's home. So, I guess she was a huge influence with me in music, and I've always like just... Music makes me feel good, and there's always a moment where I've got something to turn to with music. So, yeah.
Is producing the passion, and you've been, or is it singing, or is it songwriting? What is there something you really like to do?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I like to do a bit of everything, but essentially I love going into like the workshop essentially and, you know, writing all the music and, you know, just expressing how I feel at the time and, you know, creating something that's really cool and something that I think people will really enjoy listening to. But the most of all, I love performing. So with performing, getting up on stage, you know, it's just like you've got this energy and you feel great.
What's your favorite gig that you've got a special memory about?
Maybe a few years back when... I supported a US act called MC Lars, mm-hmm. and that was at Bang Nightclub.
Righto.
And I don't know, it was just really cool to, you know, meet this, like, rapper from the US and, you know, see all his fans, like, get into the music and stuff. And I had my whole band there, and that was really cool.
You mentioned that you like to go into the workshop. What does David's workshop actually entail? Is it a bedroom studio? Is it something more spectacular?
Well,
is it hired space?
Essentially, it could be, yeah. Well, pretty much like once a week I go into the recording studio and I meet with my producer and we're always working on new music, whether it's working on my live show or actually writing new music. And... But then there are times where, you know, I might jot a few ideas and stuff in my head at like 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning and I'm like, I'm in my bed and I'm like, I've got to record this on my phone before I mm-hmm. forget. So, so I'm like, I've got
even
to do
produced
it.
Even in your bedroom on your iPhone.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
Excellent. Hey, now, you guys came to our attention here at Joy last year.
Yes.
And it was actually through a co-production you did with a new up-and-coming artist called Valance.
Yes.
Who actually, Chris Nicolau, who is Valance, was actually a Joy volunteer
at
the time. He was part of my music team.
Oh, wow.
So, which is why he came to our attention, and this song came to our attention. So about May last year, I think it was, the engagement, and Valance put out a song called Closer.
Yes.
And that's how we came to first know about you guys. I thought we might give that one a spin first up this evening. Tell us how you came to be working with Chris and how it came about.
Well, with my management that's based in Melbourne, my manager works with many different artists and producers, and Chris happened to be just working there, and my manager's like, oh, we're going to get Chris onto working onto your song. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's see what he can do, because he does a bit of producing as well himself. And then we thought about, why doesn't he feature in the song? And I'm like, okay, this could be really cool, like, you know, having a feature and stuff. And, yeah, he's a really cool guy. I've seen him quite frequently, actually, because he's always jumping in and out of the studio. So
you had a very cool album cover where it had you and his heads back to back.
So. Yes. Yeah, we got really close.
Yes, so, absolutely. David, bring us up to date. What's the engagement been doing in the last year?
So in this last year, since we've brought out Closer, we brought out a remix of Closer that I networked with a producer in the Netherlands called Crossfade. And we brought that out late last year. And, you know, things went really well between us collaborative-wise. So we decided to work on another song called Unbroken. And he's like a music genius. So,
well, I have to say that, because I think you actually put up a version of Unbroken early in the year or late last year that wasn't worked with Crossfade.
Yes.
And there's a dramatic difference between that version and this current version that we're listening to.
Yes, it's this version, the one that we've released on Spotify and iTunes, etc. Like, it's got a very tropical feel-good vibe, and that's why I decided to push that out. And, yeah, like I said, what Crossfade did with it, I don't know. He knew what to put with it, what formulas to make it work, and it worked. So
it did. We're very happy to be spinning it here on Joy. Is there anything else coming up? What's in the wings for the engagement?
Well, we've got a few things up our sleeve. So pretty much we're prepping a tour.
Right.
So we're on the verge of getting dates booked for a rural tour. So we'll be going all around Melbourne, Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo, Shepparton, in Warrnambool even. So we're prepping that at the moment, promoting Unbroken and quite a few of other of our songs. So we're doing that, working on the next single as well. And this young producer that's working on our music, he's got like a, what can I say? He's like a junior flume. So
that's big ups.
he's really cool. He's
ARIA award winning, you know, comparisons. So.
We never know.
All right.
But so we got that in the works, and we've got someone rapping in the song as well, who worked with like John Legend and toured with the Black Eyed Peas. So it's going to be interesting to see how it'll turn out.
We look forward to listening to that. To keep up with the touring news, I imagine the socials would be the place to go.
Yes.
Go on.
Definitely.
So Facebook, it'd be The Engagement, and on Twitter, it's Engagement Music.
Correct.
All right. Yes. So David, thanks for joining us today. Bring us up to date.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.